Now I'll give you Mary Eisenhower.
Well, since my grandfather founded the interstate interstate system, and my son just came off of the convoy, I'm afraid that my remarks are going to end up a little bit personal, and I'm sorry, but it also means that they'll end up short. You're welcome. But I do want to wish you all a very good afternoon and a special happy, happy birthday. It's really an honor to be here with you, the people that make it happen and make the wonderful progress occur and all that every day, to celebrate this milestone. And thinking on the way, the many ways the interstate system has drastically altered the American way of life, I sincerely doubt I could make an observation that's not previously articulated, so that, you know, automatically brings me to Dwight Eisenhower, the man who brought this need and this concept to fruition. We were a very lucky family in that we were close-knit. We spent a lot of time together, and I always heard kind of the side comments along the plans that went along with these things. This, I believe, has left us with a somewhat unique and personal, if you will, perception of the various milestone anniversaries. In fact, they were kind enough to mention that I had an organization called People to People that was also founded in 1956. And interestingly, so was Sister Cities, which is right across the street from here. But all of these things, you know, 1956 must have been an interesting year for my grandfather because he was creating constant things to bring people together in all ways. In the case of the interstate system, he was finding a way to bind us together in a time of crises. In the case of People to People and Sister Cities, to bring us together in harmony. And I believe this trait in him, he was a solutions type of man, and he always worked all of his life to serve others and to create opportunities that would give others the chance to alleviate the things that worried him so about the greatness of this country. One was the mobilization in the case of a national crisis. And I believe that this trait of his stems as far back as his humble beginnings in the small town of Abilene, Kansas, where he grew up. He was always a solutions type of person. Interestingly, though, in reading the history of the specifications of the first interstate systems, and I've been wrong about a lot of these facts that I've been reading, so forgive me if this is wrong, but there were supposed to be a certain number of people in the towns that were connected by the interstate. Interestingly, though, Abilene, Kansas, that he loved dearly, exit number 275 on I-70, I don't know if there was a little executive privilege or what did you call it? But it's got a wonderful exit, and it's a very easy shot from Kansas City. Maybe Dan Holt could explain that when he's the director of the library. But anyway, the aftermath, I believe that the interstate system really was the aftermath in many ways of a war that horrified him. But interestingly, from the very lands that he was horrified in, he found a solution to what he found as a big threat to this country, and that was the Audubons in Germany. So I guess if I could have a wish today, it would be to be able to say maybe a last sentence to him. I would like for, you know, I could probably sum it up in a small phrase in just a couple of words. I wish he were here to see the progress that we've made, the progress that we're continuing to make, and the way that this vision has been able to shape itself from the past into the future, how it's changed the way we live from town center to suburbia to making even family reunions a feasibility. Reunions that used to take, you know, first of all, nobody moved because it was so inconvenient. So progress wasn't able to be made, but then, you know, seeing the family was an issue, and different things that we now do in long weekends took months and months and years of preparation. So in a way, he's binded us together. But I think the most important thing he'd like to know is that the fear that speared kind of the fear of lack of mobilization is not how we've used the interstate system. The interstate system has mobilized people in times of natural crisis. It has mobilized commerce, and it's mobilized the way that we live, and it's enhanced the American dream that he so enjoyed himself. So I would like to say to him, I wish you were here, but I can't say that to him. So to you, I'm going to say congratulations, and to both of you, I'm going to say thank you very much.